We got Don Giovanni. So this is the you hit it out of the ballpark. This is very much what opera companies do.
Absolutely. It's, you know, a masterpiece. This particular piece requires like great casting. So you have to have a great ensemble. You have to have technically proficient people because it's Mozart, and there has to be a lightness of sound and approach to it. But then they also have to be fantastic actors. And it's a tough opera to produce because you have to line all those things up. So what's interesting about ours, we never set about to do this, but it just happened when we were trying to cast each role with the best person, is every role except for one are alumni of Curtis and AVA. And honest to goodness, we didn't sit down and go, let's cast Don G from Curtis at AVA. We literally went down and said, okay, who's the best Don? And Elliot Mador came up. We saw him in St. Louis. We saw him do it here. It was like, that's who we want his Don. And then we just started working through. And of course, Amanda and Michelle.
And Michelle is a force of nature.
Force of nature, as Amanda is as well. I mean, we've been wanting to have Amanda on our stage for 3 seasons. We've been trying to get her. And this one just lined up that she was available. She wanted to do it. And so it's kind of this real fantastic opportunity that's going to completely showcase Philadelphia at international quality. And also it's a great thing for our orchestra to do because Mozart's just one of those things that requires a certain amount of finesse. But for me, the real exciting thing about this production is the casting and that it's all homespun. And that wasn't the intention when we literally went.
And there was no compromise in doing that.
There was zero compromise. In fact, just the opposite. We were going, who? Because we wanted a young cast. Because it's about a bunch of people like having sex. You know, they have to have libidos and they have to be attractive. And there's all these things that go along. So this time there is. And so we really wanted to do
make them believe. Not have a 56-year-old woman pretending to be a 70-year-old virgin.
Right. And so when you start looking at sort of the emerging talent, you start hitting Curtis and AVA very fast. They're alumni because they're two of the greatest training institutions on the planet.
Look at you.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? It's a great strategic asset.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.